title of your podcast today is Spelling Mistakes. My name is Anna. I'm English. I live in the northwest of the United States, and Monday to Friday, I bring you English to wake up your language learning skills. Spelling mistakes. I was checking the comments on my blog today, hoping to get some feedback from my lovely pod listeners, when I came across one that was a bit worrying. Hui Mai very kindly complimented my podcast and informed me that I had made a couple of spelling mistakes on my blog of A Haitian Art Surprise. I quickly looked up the blog and realized that I certainly had made a couple of spelling mistakes. "Oh, Anna, how could you?" I said to myself as I erased and corrected my mistakes. An English teacher making a mistake in English spelling? How is that possible? Shame on me. I made my mind up that I would not allow this to happen again, and that I will triple check my work in the future. Do you find that you make mistakes when you are tired or in a hurry? I certainly do. It reminds me of a story about my children's school. There was a spelling competition going on, and one of the staff members had put up a message of encouragement on the large notice board that is next to the main road. It told the date of the spelling competition, a few details, and then it said, "We know that you'll do grat instead of great." Someone driving by noticed the spelling mistake and took a picture of it on her iPhone and then sent it in to a television station. Gosh, bad news travels fast. I do catch myself every now and then when I'm writing a podcast, wondering if I should put the American or English spelling of a word, as many are different. For example, today I have used the words realized and surprised, both spelt the English way. In the US, they are spelt with a Z or Z. In fact, the word spelt is not used much in the US. It is interchangeable with spelled, though it really is, in this instance, describing the words, not the action of spelling. Here are some further examples. Spelt. His name was in the paper, but it was spelt incorrectly. His name was in the paper, but it was spelt incorrectly. Dreamt. I dreamt that I lived in a world of chocolate. I dreamt that I lived in a world of chocolate. Spoilt. She is so spoilt. Her behavior was so bad that she spoilt the party. She is so spoilt. Her behavior was so bad that she spoilt the party. Burnt. The cookies are burnt. We can't eat them. Sorry, everyone. I burnt them. The cookies are burnt. We can't eat them. Sorry, everyone. I burnt them. So, in conclusion, though spelling should be correct, some English American verbs are interchangeable, so both are correct. Thanks so much for listening today. That's all I have for you this week. I hope that you have a great weekend and a safe one. Keep up with your English and join me again next week for a cup of English. Take care. Bye-bye.